This movie expires on December 31st, 2012.
In the last year, many different things have gone viral on the internet. Kony 2012, the Harlem Shake, and of course, Gangnam Style. But one of the latest trends to spread via social media involves a coffee machine and a spoonful of goodwill. The suspended coffee movement is simple. You go into a cafe and buy two coffees and take one. The other goes onto a bank of warm drinks for those who can't afford it. The suspended coffee movement began in Italy and it's now come to the Northern Rivers. Lismore Mayor Jenny Dow says it's a great idea and is encouraging local cafes and the community to get involved.
There are people who are homeless, but there are also people who look in their wallet or purse or pocket and think, no, can't afford a coffee today. I think it's a great symbol to me of a community that's connected and caring. For most of us, a cup of coffee, perhaps even once a week, paying for someone else, a stranger, to have a cup of coffee is nothing. It's not a big burden, but it can make a difference in someone else's life to know that a stranger out there cares.
3 days ago, Lismore Cafe owner John Rees had never heard of the coffee bank concept. Today he'll buy the first 50 cups that those who are in need can call upon.
Well, actually, we heard of it by a couple of our customers that work over the road, came over and approached us and asked us if we'd like to participate in it in conjunction with them. And I had a look at it and thought, yeah, we'll have a go at this. This looks good. So that's where we're at with that.
Why did you think it was a good idea?
There's people out there probably like a cup of coffee but really can't afford it. And we see that as being good, good community PR.
And how do you think it will run? How will it actually operate in your cafe?
Well, regular customers, or hopefully new customers, will come in and purchase a suspended coffee, which we will then place the cup that they've purchased in a specific spot and be marked. And then if people come in and want one of the suspended coffees, we then take the cup from the pile and give them the coffee and away they go.
How will you manage knowing that, you know, that they need one?
I guess they'll just ask for one and we will give them one. We'll even give them one if there's none there. Well, we wouldn't be that lousy. Well, it'll be interesting to see. It's all new to us. We'll just see how it pans out, I guess.
So hopefully by the end of the week you'll have a big pile of empty coffee cups.
Well, I don't know. We'll see, eh? There might be more takers than givers.